Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Good morning. It's 7:03. We're at 68 degrees. It's going to be your coolest part of the day right now. So enjoy it. It's going to be sunny. We'll get near 90 by later this afternoon. Our top story this morning, tragedy in Johnson County. Two children drowned last night.
Yeah, the boys' bodies found in the Brazos River near Rio Vista.
Investigators are not sure yet how they ended up in the water.
These boys were apparently playing along the river edge at Ham Creek Park, where about 6 last night they went missing. 911 calls brought first responders, including the Hood County Sheriff's Office dive team, to the Brazos, a little southwest of Rio Vista and about 25 miles northwest of Lake Whitney. Searchers recovered the boys, who were 5 and 7, but despite their best efforts, they were pronounced dead about 8:30. Investigators say there's no sign of any crime. From the 24-hour news center, Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
You're listening to the KRLD Morning News. I'm Joe Kelly, live at the Milestone Plumbing, AC and Electric 24-hour breaking news center. Now, fewer commercial breaks every morning. This is your nonstop news, traffic, and weather 20-minute morning briefing on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm John Little.
And I'm Heather Behrens. The partial government shutdown is affecting the nation's airports by making an existing problem even worse.
The U.S. is already dealing with a serious shortage of air traffic controllers. This government shutdown exacerbating that problem as these men and women are expected to keep working right now as essential workers, but without a paycheck. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy said they've already seen a small uptick in people calling out sick. That, of course, could lead to a ripple effect for travelers. And it's not just air traffic controllers, but these TSA workers, too. The agency told us they have not experienced delays in operations or callouts, but we know that some airports are already working through contingency plans.
Brooke Schaefer reports some airports are offering TSA employees free parking and meal vouchers to convince them to come to work.
Now, continuing our team coverage, Russell Scott reports on what one aviation expert is saying about the shortage of air traffic controllers. After a day of frustration at our two major North Texas airports,
there were at least 300 flights either coming or leaving DFW International and Love Field that were delayed Tuesday. That's according to FlightAware. The trickle-down effect from air traffic controllers calling in sick will likely cause more delays locally until this government shutdown is over. Randy Clatt is with the Foundation for Aviation Safety. He tells NBC5 that with fewer air traffic controllers on the job,
we're working people harder. They're working longer hours. They're a little apprehensive about their job security and everything else that goes with that. It just increases the likelihood of a mistake.
Bottom line, he says, expect more delays. From the 24-hour news center, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
KRLD Airport Travel Update.
So far, things looking good this morning at DFW Airport with only 7 outbound delays and 19 delays coming into the big airport.
And at Love Field, there are 8 delays in and out of the airport. No cancellations.
An update to a story we've been following since Sunday night. Police say they have now made an arrest in connection with a deadly shooting on a DART train.
The shooting happened on Sunday evening at the Pearl Arts District Station in downtown Dallas. One man died in the incident. Police had originally said they had a suspect in custody, but then later announced that was not the case. A new announcement says that they have arrested 27-year-old Harrington Andrew Hurdle on a charge of murder. DART officials say the shooting appears to be the result of a conflict between Hurdle and the victim, and they say the shooting was not a random act of violence. Hurdle is being held at the Dallas County Jail. From the 24-hour news center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Texas National Guardsmen are on the ground in Illinois and are expected to be on the streets of Chicago today.
About 200 members of the Texas National Guard are now at an Army training center in Elwood, Illinois. Governor Abbott posted a picture on social media showing the National Guard members from Texas boarding a plane, saying those troops are necessary for one very important reason.
Where they will be able to safeguard ICE officials and other federal officials as they try to enforce the laws of the United States of America.
Now, the Trump administration has portrayed the cities as war-ravaged and lawless amid its crackdown on illegal immigration. Federal judge gave the administration 2 days to respond to a lawsuit filed by Illinois and Chicago challenging the plan. From the 24-hour news center, Austin, York News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Now, the top three things you need to know.
Well, for the second time, DART police claim that they got a suspect in custody in the Sunday night murder of a rider on their light rail. It happened at the Pearl Arts District DART station. Travelers across North Texas starting to feel turbulence as the government shutdown stretches now into its second week. Flights at DFW and Love Field are still taking off, but delays are now creeping past an hour for some flights. Heartbreaking news out of Johnson County. Two boys, age 5 and 7, discovered dead in the Brazos River. Investigators say they're working to figure out exactly what led the children into the water.
Hear the top three things you need to know every 15 minutes, all day, on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Morning Briefing.
This is your rapid-fire morning intelligence report. 20 minutes, no filler. The Morning Briefing is on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This portion of news brought to you by Trajan Wealth. It's now 7:23 as we kick off our 20-minute Morning Briefing. I'm Joe Kelly on DFW's only all-news morning show.
23 after 7, I'm John Little.
And I'm Heather Behrens. Former FBI Director James Comey makes his first court appearance today on charges of lying to the Senate Judiciary Committee. The case follows the Trump administration's appointment of new prosecutor to pursue the indictment.
We will see the new prosecution team because we knew that the head of the office that brought this indictment does not have the experience to prosecute it. So it's likely that the Department of Justice will have to bring in experienced prosecutors who are willing to do this case when the very lawyers in the Eastern District of Virginia were not, and who have the background to do it.
Loyola law professor and former federal prosecutor Lori Levinson says Comey's team may seek details from the grand jury proceedings to challenge how the case was brought.
The Dallas-based O'Donnell Foundation, through the Commit Partnership, makes a record-breaking donation to UNT Dallas.
$17 million is the largest private donation UNT Dallas has ever received, and that's only part of the total $50 million donated by the two Dallas-based educational organizations to several colleges in North Texas. They include UT Dallas, SMU, and Dallas College. As for UNT Dallas, officials there say they'll use a large part of that $17 million to beef up a success coach support program that helps students navigate college from admission to graduation. North Texas his own Edith and Peter O'Donnell founded their foundation in 1957 to support math and science education. From the 24-hour news center, Bill McLean, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
7:24 on News Radio 1080 KRLD, the station of DFW for market and business updates.
Home buyers are getting cold feet and canceling deals at a record pace. According to Redfin, roughly 56,000 home purchase agreements were canceled in August. That's about 15% of homes that went under contract that month. Buyers have been quite selective due to high prices, soaring mortgage rates, and economic uncertainty. Getting you a check on your money, it looks like the rally for stocks is back on track as investors focus on the billions of dollars pouring into artificial intelligence. S&P futures are up 7 points, Dow futures rising 95. And Salesforce is telling customers that it won't pay a ransom demand from a hacker who claims to have stolen a large amount of client data and has threatened to publish it. The incident involved the third-party app SalesLoft, which integrates with Salesforce to automate customer service interactions. The breach of the app resulted in the theft of data earlier this year from a number of organizations that use Salesforce. Courtney Donahoe, Bloomberg Radio.
Just in a moment ago, President Trump on Truth Social writes that Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson and Governor J.B. Pritzker should both be jailed for their failure to protect ICE officers. Lock them up, he writes. It's now 7:26.
Well, Mesquite's moving forward with plans to revitalize the old Sears site at Town East Mall. The city council approves an incentives deal with Elm Creek Investments, which bought the land in 2020 and plans to add restaurants, a conference center, possibly a hotel. The deal offers a 1 cent sales tax rebate for 10 years worth up to $2 million. Councilman Jeff Casper says the city expects to gain about $3.5 million in new tax revenue.
Adding density anywhere we can on empty parking spaces right now to make not only the taxable valuation go up, but also to give more customers and residents and hotel occupants a better Mesquite experience and have them spend their tax dollars here.
Now, most of the former Sears space will become a 58,000 square foot main event entertainment center.
I got one of my Christmas bikes from Sears 1 year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I used to get all my tools from Sears.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Absolutely.
Well, aren't you handy?
Did it have a basket on it?
Yes. It was blue. No, not that one. It was a blue 10-speed, and I thought I was the stuff on that.
Did you guys have to go to Ponca City to get that or Stillwater? I mean,
Tulsa. Where did you go? Tulsa. I had to drive all the way to Tulsa.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Anyway, my dad actually, like, hid it in the back of the pickup truck. Like, we went over to pick out Christmas presents, and then it came from, you know, from Santa, but anyway,
yeah.
It was very sweet. He managed to like hide that bike in the car that I was riding in.
Incredible.
So I could have it for Christmas.
And you had to go to the big city.
You did.
I did have to go to the big city, but not the city.
Yeah.
You'll know what I mean if you're from,
if you're from Oklahoma.
If you're from Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton says he is launching undercover operations to infiltrate and uproot what he calls leftist terror cells in Texas.
This, he says, after increased political violence. The attorney general says in response to the political assassination of conservative activist Charlie Kirk and what he called the disturbing rise of leftist violence across the country, he is launching the operation into various groups affiliated with left-wing political violence known to be operating in Texas. He said leftist political terrorism is a clear and present danger, and in his words, corrupted ideologies like transgenderism and Antifa are a cancer on our culture. From the 24-Hour News Center, Eric Bushman, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.